the offensive line after the first quarter, it just seemed like the run blocking particularly was just a mess.
Well, I think what happened to us, that's quite a question to start out with. Yeah. That's a breakaway layup. All right. No, you know, I thought early on we did a good job. We got rolling. We got positive plays, and you can see what happens when, you know, we had some explosive plays and we got points out of it. I think as we went through the game, if you look, we had some penalties and probably bad plays within a series that kind of stalls you out from doing all the things that we can do when we stay on schedule. So we were playing against a very good front. You know, we probably had more downs that were good than bad, but, you know, we were playing against a front that we knew would give us some challenges. But, you know, I don't think it's anything more than that.
As you put the game plan together, is it with Sanchez at quarterback or Fred?
We're just going to get ready to play Tampa. And really what we do, both of the quarterbacks you mentioned can execute.
Will Sam be out there today?
I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll all watch them come out together, you know.
No idea.
Yeah. No, I do. I mean, I have an idea.
Sam, if the quarterback of the,
I don't know, because there's times when guys will come in the morning and they're supposed to be ready to go, and then as they go through their treatment, it doesn't happen. And so I don't want to misspeak. I really don't.
And do you know everything square with Jason Peters and Pete, except being active without starting?
Yeah. No, my understanding of that situation, he just wasn't quite ready to go yet. So that's it.
Bill Davis just said that he looks at this defense statistically in terms of comparing it to the rest of the NFL, in terms of points per drive. Mm-hmm. Does the offense look at it the same way?
Absolutely. We've said this all along. It's not about plays. It's not about yards. It's about points. And if you want to break it down by drive, you know, I think it's about 11.6 drives per game when you look at the average around the league. And so you want to make the most of all your opportunities. And, you know, you certainly want to score a touchdown every time. And so that's a good way to look at it.
What's the mark that you're trying to get to?
The best in the league, you know. I think you can look at it. I'll kind of leave it at that. You know, we're getting better in some of those areas.
What are the issues with the handoffs between Sanchez and DeMarco?
I think just because they were in there together. Now, we certainly do train it, but we've got to just be a little bit more consistent with our alignments. And they just need a little bit more work together. That's it.
How much have they been practicing together?
They do it a lot. They do it on a daily basis, and they do it quite a bit, actually. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How hard is it for a quarterback who just comes in? Obviously, the decision on the interception apparently wasn't a good decision. How tough is it for that quarterback, and what do you do between then and now to get him in a better situation?
Well, you go through and you look at each play that was good, bad, or ugly, and you get them corrected and you move on. That play in itself, you know, Mark was on a roll and he was grooving and we were moving the football and, you know, he made what he thought was a good sound decision. Hindsight is 20/20 on all of this. You know, you could have said, well, check it down or use your legs and throw it away and all those types of things, and that's what we talk about. And you know, our experience will all serve us well, and we'll all learn from that.
When you're preparing this week, you know, with the uncertainty in quarterback, do you have like a set of plays, you know, that might fit Sanchez better as opposed to Bradford, or are they all just the same thing?
No, it'll be the same offense, and then we just, you know, we'll kind of veer towards some of the things they whoever's in there might do better, but it's virtually the same offense.
Kelsey called Sunday the worst game of his.
Go ahead. All right, well, I'm coming back to you. Go ahead.
Kelsey said after the game Sunday was the worst game of his life, his career.
Yeah.
What did it look like to you?
Well, I think to me, I think that's what made Kelsey a great player is he can self-analyze, and he probably was overstating maybe a handful of plays because he did a lot of really good things too against a couple of tough matchups. That tandem of defensive tackles is about as good as you're going to face. And they were in there battling. So that's why guys will tend to have long careers and be really good players because they're hard on themselves when a few bad plays happen.
He's got 8 holding calls already this season. He had 10 his entire career going into this year. I mean, what's happening there that you see on tape?
I don't know. I think a couple of them, you know, holding calls sometimes, you know, you look at them after the fact. But But I think the big thing for all of our offensive linemen, just make sure you keep moving your feet. You know, when you tend to stop your feet, that's when you grab. Or you tend to stop your feet, then the defender keeps moving, he gets on your edge, you tend to torque. So that's the big challenge.
What have you seen from Thaddeus since he got here?
Well, Thad's, I've been with Thad now two other places. We brought him into St. Louis as an undrafted free agent from Duke, and he made our team as a three. And then when he was let go in St. Louis, brought him to Cleveland, he actually started my last game as a coach in Cleveland. And actually, aside from one play where Polamalu got him, played a pretty gritty game. So he gets it. He understands the game. He's got a live arm. He can move around well. And he's really taken to what we've done offensively. And so given a situation where he has to go in and play, we'll trust what he does.
With Kelsey, how much of his problems are the two guys next to him being very different from the two guys last year, much less experienced, much less accomplished?
I wouldn't say that's the issue. I think sometimes you just have a handful of bad plays, and then you just keep fighting to get rid of them.
What's your understanding of when you get it back?
My understanding is sooner than later. Again, we'll see how much he can do today. And we'll all tend to watch that, I imagine, right, as they come out here and you're here for a while.
How tough is it, though? I mean, O-line, so much of it is just having the same five guys and letting them kind of grow together. And it's just been guys in and out really for a couple of years now after that first year when I think almost everybody played every rep.
Yeah, it's really been the first year that's sort of unsustainable. I mean, those guys were in there next to one another the whole year, and I think you really benefit from it. You know, it's a unit, and they play as a unit. And so the more time they can be in there together, certainly the better they play together. I mean, we just got to keep training. This is a game you have to train. So you can't expect to go out and have a great performance against Tampa if you don't come out here and train. And it's a game you ramp up because you certainly want to be playing your best football at the end of the year. And I think that's what we all want. I think everybody had Kansas City killed. Now they won three in a row, you know, and so you just got to keep, you know, you got to just keep playing. And we know that Tampa's our next opponent. And by beating Tampa, we're one step or one week closer to doing the things we want to do in January and February. And so that's just really the way we got to approach it.
Why are you watching Kansas City so closely?
I'm bringing it up because we're all, you know, we all know that situation. But that's just an example.
Why is Miles Austin playing as many snaps as he's playing?
We've had some injuries, you know, and so we had guys in and out of the lineup, and we use the whole roster, as you know, in terms of the receiving core. And so some games he plays more than others. He's had in the last couple weeks probably more snaps than you used to see. That's all.
Back on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, so why was he still getting as many snaps as he was?
I think we were getting Nelson back in there, you know, so we weren't totally sure how many he could get. And then we were playing a bunch of different groupings, and we were trying to play with tempo. So there are times when you're trying to play fast, when you kind of maybe planned on having another guy in there, but then, oh, no, you stay in there because we're going to go fast.
I
think he's competing hard. You know, I think like everybody on offense, you know, had a handful of plays he'd like to have back.
Billy Davis said that the wheel route seems to be the hot play this year in the league. Do you agree with that? And is that something with a rule where something's legal, the line of scrimmage, like a pick on that? Or why do you think that's become that?
Well, I think it's a good way to attack the defense. And depending on how you structure the wheel route or you know, however you do it, whether you run a rail or you run a flatten up, typically you're running that route in tandem with maybe a couple other receivers who might be running vertical or crossing the field. So let's say, for instance, it's man-to-man, and now you have to cover your man pushing through two stems, which makes it difficult. And it's an easy thing for the quarterback to see. And I think there's a little bit of a trend going around the league where a lot of teams are probably playing just a touch more man than they have in the past. And so then those types of plays that kind of get natural rubs become maybe a little bit more on the front burner.
As opposed to Jeff's question,
I don't know if that, did we all get that? I mean, that's sort of kind of how I see it.
As opposed to Jeff's question, can this offense be what we want it to be with the outside receivers producing at the rate they are now?
Absolutely. I think what's important is we all get better. And then every year is a little bit different. It's hard to compare year to year. You know, we've had a lot of formations this year where we're in one by threes, where you got the tight end by himself and all the receivers on one side. So really, who's an inside or outside receiver, you know? We have different combinations of guys, right? And so the challenge is, like we're talking about points per drive, the challenge is to score more points than the opponent and to score absolutely as many as you can. And, you know, we fell victim to not getting points a couple times when we got down there, and that's the reason we lost the football game. Really, who does it? You know, it really doesn't quite matter as long as you're moving the football and scoring points, and that's what we're looking to do.
Hooper and Austin are both playing on the outside. Yeah. They combined for 97 snaps, 0 catches. So is it?
Yeah, I mean, on a couple game basis, maybe. I know there's a team up in New England that throws the ball inside a lot, and nobody's probably asking about why they don't throw it outside. So the challenge is to score, move the ball, and score points.
Your outside receivers aren't ranking near the bottom of the league in yards per route run.
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
But I'm just saying, when you generally watch the game and, you know, when we watch some of the crossover tape, they throw the ball a lot inside to Gronkowski and Danny Amendola. It's inside, not outside. That's all I'm saying.
Is Riley Cooper not getting open? I mean, he wasn't even targeted at all.
Riley gets open.
Riley does a good job of getting open. And as we play this thing out, you know, there's going to be games when he gets his production.
Have you been able to follow him at holes from afar or monitor his situation?
We really haven't had much crossover tape, and typically, but I have not been able to kind of watch what's happened to him. I mean, certainly I'm a fan of the league, and I kind of watch what happens with teams, and but I really don't have any details of what's going on with him.
Sure, you've analyzed Sanchez's interception since he's been with you guys. I know that everyone's different, but you find in a common theme, is there any kind of teaching point that you're giving him to try to limit those?
Each one's different. I think Mark is very aggressive. Very aggressive, you know, pushing the pace. And he's very aggressive with his throws, you know, and I think it's always important to match that aggressiveness with staying in the moment and matching the situation that kind of reveals itself within each play, you know, and I think that's good. You want somebody that's aggressive and be able to coach him into the other stuff.
Given that case, you remind him in that situation, field goal gives you a lead. You know, does he have to be reminded of that situation? That
he knew the situation, certainly. But, you know, every time you call a run play, you don't tell the running back, don't fumble, you know. Every time you call a pass play, you don't tell the quarterback, don't take a sack, don't throw a pick. I mean, those, you know, you would say that every play. You know, I think the challenge is that you train the players, the plays, and how they kind of relate to the defense you're playing, and then we all learn the situation. We got a shared situational awareness, and we do what we can to score as many points per drive as we can.
So some of that falls on the play caller then, right? If you're in a situation, obviously you're not drilling it home for a player not to do that, but
that was a great play call. I don't know what was wrong. We threw an interception, which we don't want to do. So why does that fall on the play call?
Conservative versus aggressive if you have a player that has shown tendencies.
That was a simple naked play that was off of a run play that they had defended earlier. And so you had, in that situation, you have a deep, you have an intermediate, and two short throws. And it's all layered up there for you. I thought it was a great call.
In Mark's case, this is not the first time we've asked you about his interceptions. How do you fix that? How do you reduce that if he has to step in for a game?
I think what you want to do is go out and execute the plays in the way they're designed and match that with the situation that you're presented in. And that's what you do, you know. If you go out there with all this anxiety that I'm going to make a mistake, then you won't be able to receive the snap. So you train against what you're going to see, and then you go out there and you let it rip. And then you try to do what's right. And you know, primary for a quarterback is being able to be a good decision maker, all right, throw the ball on time, and then be accurate with your throws. And so that's what we're always working on. And within that, you work on the fundamentals of it all the time. And I think that's the same. And every practice field that's out there working on football, that's what happens.
Getting back to Riley for a second.
Two more questions, guys.
It's not even that he didn't get targeted in the last game. He hasn't been targeted since the Giants game. So, I mean, if he's getting open, how can he not get thrown to in over a month?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's hard to say in terms of the question you're asking, because we're trying to move the football. There's been times when Riley's been open. There's times when it's a pick-aside read. There's times when it's pure progression. And maybe some of the things that you're looking at where he's getting open, the progression didn't take the quarterback there because somebody else was open. So, it's hard for me to say from that standpoint.
Fourth articles was something that worked pretty well for you guys against the Dolphins. What, I guess, was their defense doing, and why do you think that worked so well?
Yeah, it was good. We thought it would be good going in. We called it more than a handful of times, some with drop back, some with play action. And the way the coverage was revealing itself, you know, typically when you get single safety coverage, the four verticals are a good concept to match against it.
Okay. Thanks,
good. Good.